Loyal, leading, legacy. Welcome to the Empower Women's Podcast. This is the conversation that spans the generations.
Hi, I'm Sharman Dow, and I'm here with you for the Empower Women's Podcast. And I'm sitting with Kara Aubrey Nelson from Untamed.
Yes.
Hi, Kara. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm excited about our episode four.
And welcome, everyone. We're excited to get into our episode four of the Empower Women's Podcast. And today we're going to be talking about taking time out.
This is the kickback episode, would
yes.
you say?
Yes. Kickback.
Time to kick back, relax, and enjoy the show.
Which is exactly what is the fourth commandment. When you think about it, God gave Moses in the fourth commandment, thou shalt remember the Sabbath and keep it holy. Well, a Sabbath is taking a day off.
Yes.
How often do we take days off?
Yes.
It's hard to find sometimes for a busy career woman, right?
Absolutely. You always feel like, well, I've got a few minutes here. I could squeeze that in and squeeze that in, and feeling guilty that you're not, right?
And absolutely. As women, we are multitaskers. So we're always multitasking, saying,
yes.
I can do this, I can do that. Oh, and by the way, let's take that phone call over there.
On the phone and writing a paper at
yes.
the same time, right?
Or on the phone baking cookies.
Yes.
And watching television. And I am really guilty of this. I hate to work out. And so I'll be on the cross trainer. I'll have a movie, old movie. I love old black and white movies. So I'll have an old movie going on, watching that, but also doing words with friends because the movie's slow and I've got to keep my mind going. So I'm working out, watching an old movie, and doing words with friend on my iPad.
Love it. Love it.
We are true multitaskers as females. And sometimes men don't get it.
Yes, exactly.
It is. But, you know, that's also a downfall for we as women.
Yes.
Because we do not give ourselves enough time to take off.
Yes, and it's truly that fourth commandment is necessary. And I know for me personally, if I don't take at least a day off a week, it's crazy.
It is.
It's crazy.
Well, and we talked about that a little earlier, is overworking kills creativity.
Yes.
And I don't think many people realize that, you know, oh, if I just do this, if I just do that. You know, Kara, my greatest creative thoughts came when I was sitting on a beach in Hawaii doing nothing.
Yes.
That's when my mind was really relaxed and marketing ideas just started flowing through me on how do I build my company, how to make this happen. It was when I was relaxing
yes.
that the creativity flowed in my mind.
Absolutely.
And how you can make things happen when you start to wander. Also, just reading a great novel that has nothing to do with anything.
Yes.
But it's a good story.
Yes.
And it's not going to teach you anything. It's just a good novel to read. That was always a wonderful thing for me, to sit on a beach in Hawaii and read a book that I would never read at home because I never have time for.
Yes. And if you've listened to our previous podcast, we talked about elevating yourself. And
yes.
this is a part of elevating yourself, because the danger of not taking time off is that you actually bring yourself down and you don't elevate yourself.
Right. You lose that opportunity to be creative, as well as you wear yourself out.
Yes.
You just plain old wear yourself out. When taking time out is not just one day off a week either. It's doing things for yourself. And we talked about that in our last podcast of creating positive things for yourself. But one of the wonderful things I found as a really good buffer in my life that created a positive flow was developing a group of girlfriends where we celebrated each other.
Yes, and you talk about this in your book, and I find it interesting because you with that action, you remove the danger of losing relationships or the lack thereof because
yes.
you're killing it with time.
Yes.
But you've set aside time and said, okay, now we're going to do this as friends, and you make that an importance. So can you tell us a little bit about that?
Absolutely. It started with one of my girlfriends called me up and said, hey, it's so-and-so's birthday. Let's go take her to lunch. And I said, oh, okay. And this is years and years ago. I said, okay, I'll join you. And then I said, would you mind if I bring this other person? Because they knew her. And let's all go to lunch and have a birthday celebration of our friend Tamara. And that's kind of started the whole thing. And then we thought, this was so much fun. We opened up. We shared things that we didn't. And then we thought, let's do this on our next birthday. Who has the next birthday? And so my birthday's in December, or, you know, one of the gals' birthday was in November. Okay, November. We're not going to have time for each other any other time because we're all so busy with our personal lives. Okay, it was September. That was when Tamara's birthday was. Christine's birthday was in November. And we said, okay, Christine, let's get together for your birthday next. And then it was about a year later that one of our husbands termed our group the birthday girlfriends.
And it kind of stuck
with all of us. And we got to a point for years and years that we celebrated each other on our birthdays. Now, in between, we might have seen each other at other social occasions, but for the most part, we didn't have an opportunity to share.
Yeah.
And then it turned into a really strong bond with our relationship with God. And that we made promises to each other, whatever shares in the circle isn't mm-hmm. going outside our circle, even with it to our husbands. Mm-hmm. So we could be candid, we could be transparent. Mm-hmm. And having that time with those girlfriends was some of the most wonderful experiences I ever had. And it was a form of taking time out.
Yes. So taking time out. So we've talked about a couple of different reasons why.
Yes.
We've talked about it kills creativity. We've talked about how it has an effect on relationships. What are some other dangers, perhaps, with not taking time out?
Well, you lose relationships. That's a big danger. You lose your husband, you lose your children. If career becomes so out of balance and that becomes the sole focus in your life, what happens is you lose a relationship with your husband, which to me should be number one, other than your relationship with God. Then your children, you're not taking time out for them. I discovered this. It was rather interesting for me. I'm in sales, so I was able to kind of coordinate my own time. I was very fortunate that way. But my wake-up call when the girls came, a lot of you might know our story, but Shannon and Catalina are my husband's nieces, and I became a mother for the first time in my life, in my midlife, and it changed my whole life. It was the best thing I've ever done with my life. But I had a wake-up call because I was career. I would stay at the office till 7 or 8 at night, and, oh, what about dinner? Oh, we'll figure something out, you know, just do a frozen dinner or something. Anyway, one afternoon, I had seen something on the news, and it was a Christina Aguilera MTV video called Stripper, and it was the most repulsive thing I'd ever seen, and it alluded to a lot of negative things that were inappropriate for any young people to watch. And I was so shocked. I saw the G-rated version of it because I watched it on the news. I had not seen the full R-rated version or X-rated. And I went ahead and was talking the next day with the girls, warning them. We're talking about it, only to find that Shannon had already seen it. I said, well, she makes Madonna look like a choir girl. Catalina had said, oh, it couldn't be that bad. And Shannon said, yes, it was. And I looked over at her and I said, Shannon, you saw that? She said, yeah. And my first thought was to yell at her for watching it. But then I realized I wasn't home.
Yeah.
So the very next day, I changed my entire schedule. When the girls walked in that door at 4 o'clock, I made sure I was home. And then I realized, hey, I was only staying late at the office to do work I could do after they went to bed. With technology today, we don't all have to be at the office all the hours that are needed. You can work from your home or anyways.
Yes.
I've worked from a dentist chair and done email. So we can work from anywhere. When I discovered that about the girls, though, I realized how important it was to be home and be home with my family and develop that relationship into stronger. And you know, the wonderful thing that came out of that, the girls would look forward to me coming home when we'd learn. I taught them how to cook.
Wow.
Because we'd make dinner together.
Yes.
That was a lot of fun.
Yes. So you find fun in
taking time out.
Taking time out. And also you allude to your relationship with God, because ultimately, you know, that gets hidden, and that's what kind of gets crowded out by all of our busyness going on. And that's the most important thing of it all, is to keep a relationship with God and taking time out, whether it's a scheduled time every day or what that looks like for you. For me, it looks like a scheduled time morning and at night. But how does it look like for you?
You know what? You just described it for me too. I don't do it every day, but I'd say probably 99% of the time, I start my day out with prayer, reading the Bible, and reading a devotional book. of getting into the Word, I also keep a journal. Mm. And the journal is where I start writing my thoughts out.
Yes.
And really get to know God on a different level when you're spending time alone with God. That is an important discipline in your life. And that's taking time out too.
Yes.
Taking time out for yourself to be alone with God mm-hmm. on a daily basis. It's a discipline.
Yes.
But when you discipline your life in that area, the rewards are incredible. When I start out my day in the peacefulness and quiet solitude of being alone with God, a tranquility comes over my life mm. for that day that I feel I can accomplish anything.
Yes, yes.
And that no matter what comes my way, God is there standing by me. Mm-hmm. And in business, believe me, I get things thrown at me all the time that are negative, and I've got clients with problems. What do we do here? How are we going to take care of this? Charmin, what's going to happen here? What can we do here? I have staff calling me up. How do you want me to respond to this? It becomes totally crazy.
Yes.
But when I have that quiet time in the morning and taking time out and spending it with God, it creates balance throughout the day.
Being intentional.
Absolutely.
Being intentional. Yeah. And we're talking about here in this chapter, taking time out. We're talking about the Sabbath. We're talking about the day of the week.
Yes.
Some day during the week, usually, you know, for me, it's Sunday, and some people will choose another day.
Right. It doesn't have to be a rigid day. It's not, religion should not dictate the day you take off for yourself.
Right.
Your relationship with God should dictate the day you take off for yourself.
Yes, because
it's not religion. It's all about your relationship with Him.
Mm.
That's the important thing. And that creates balance in your business world, mm-hmm. in the business life. So when you have that relationship strong with God, balance comes into play in the craziness that goes on at the office and all the overwhelming things that we all get tied into.
Mm-hmm. And the Bible says that Sabbath was created for man, not man for the Sabbath.
Right.
And so, you know, this is God the Father saying, hey, I've made you. I know you need a day off. And so choose a day that you can just literally take off and focus on Him and focus on what's most important in life. And so we're talking today about taking that day, but we're also talking about being intentional with moments during each day, morning, you know, whenever that is, to take
right.
time with the Lord and with family, and also taking time for yourself.
Absolutely, Kara. Another discipline that I try and do on a regular basis is work out.
Mm-hmm.
So I have my quiet time before my day starts. I get up early, have my quiet time alone with God with my coffee, my Bible, reading, meditating, prayer, and then I go and work out and get the exercise out of the way, because you have to keep those things up. That's a daily discipline, but that's time for myself.
Yes.
And lately, I've gotten into pickleball. I started playing pickleball.
How fun!
It is. And now I don't have to work out as much because I'm working out on the courts playing
yes.
pickleball.
Yes.
So I'm trying to do that almost 3 times a week now. And I'm having so much fun with it, creating new relationships, learning a lot, and having a lot of fun in the process.
That's exciting.
Yes.
Something you enjoy to do, but it also is good for you.
And that's taking time out again.
Yes.
So you take time out in a lot of different ways, but the constant thing you have to remember, taking time out creates balance.
Balance.
And you've got to have balance. You have to have balance in your relationship with your spouse. You have to have balance in relationship with your children, your friends. And that's why we created the Birthday Girlfriend Club, mm-hmm. because we couldn't find the time to get together during the week, one-on-one or, you know, on a regular basis. So if we said, okay, on our birthdays, we will celebrate each other. That's an occasion to really celebrate.
Yes.
And we celebrate. And we, in the beginning, we gave each other gifts. And then we thought, oh, forget the gifts. We just give cards. And we give cards for a long time. And that's all we do is get a card. No big deal, because everybody started getting stressed. I didn't know what to get you for your birthday. I don't know what you're doing, because we haven't,
yes.
maybe hadn't talked in a while or something. But we always hung on to that. And we did the Birthday Girlfriend Club. And in fact, it went on until just before the Empower Women's Conference
wow.
that we did earlier this year, because I realized if I was going to devote my time, I had to keep balance.
Yes.
So I had to let go of some other things. So
yes.
I had to let go of some nonprofit work I was doing and get more into what my passion was with the Empower Women's Conference and the Empower Women's Podcast.
Yes, yes. And so in your book, you talk about, of course, balance, what we've been talking about. And it's time just slips away, doesn't it?
It absolutely does.
I know for me, it's there, sometimes when you're focused on a vision and a goal, and we need to be, and we've talked about that in our recent podcast about having a single-minded focus, finding your passion, and then elevating yourself, just really focusing on what you want to do, controlling your thoughts. But there comes a point in time in which time slips away. And so instead of looking too far into the future constantly, it's important to have a balance to also enjoy the very moment that we're in.
Absolutely.
Crucial.
And we were just talking about that. What people don't understand is when you talk about time and you really give it some meditative thought, what is time? Well, the time that just happened 15 seconds ago will never happen again.
Yes.
So time slips through your fingers so quickly, and you don't even realize that you have to enjoy the moment. You may look forward to something in the future, but don't lose today.
Yes.
They could take, and that's what God is saying in this commandment. Make the Sabbath holy. Make it a special day. Make it a special day for Him and for yourself.
Yes.
But you also have to renew and regenerate your soul as well. Those kind of things are so important, by renewing and regenerating yourself so that you have more of yourself to give to others.
Yes.
Because if you don't take time out for yourself, no one else is.
Right, right. Yeah,
and it's just like, if you don't think highly of yourself, who will?
Exactly.
So you've got, it's just the same thing. You've got, it comes back to you.
Mm-hmm.
You making disciplines, creating a discipline in your life of where you want to do, how you want your day to look. But the best thing you could do in the morning before you even start your day, start it with God.
Mm-hmm.
And that will help draw the business world together so that you can create balance and create positive things happening in your life.
Amen to that.
Yeah, so absolutely.
So in this chapter of your book, of time, take time out, you've got three questions to ponder and to take action in the back. And and each one of these chapters, folks, in the Ten Commandments of Business Success for Women by Sharman Dow, there's questions in the back of each chapter to challenge you to not just think about what she said, but then to challenge you to take action. So here's the first question in this chapter, time take out. And the question says this: when was the last time you took a vacation just to relax and do nothing? When is that?
How many people do that? Usually you've got an agenda going and you're on a tour. I mean, I've been on vacations where you're going every day. You've got something to go see, go do. But my best time of relaxation came when I sat on a beach in Hawaii under a palm tree reading a book, doing nothing.
That's
a true vacation.
Yes. Planning your next vacation, you say here, without including any sightseeing or programs.
Right. Absolutely. Try those things. And when was the last time you took a bath, where you just put candles around the room, turned off the lights, and told everybody in your family, don't disturb me for an hour?
Yes.
Boy, that's a great time to take for yourself, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes.
That's a very relaxing spa, little mini spa in your home.
Yes, yes. And a lot of people say, I just don't have time to do that. Find at least maybe sometime during the week or 10 days that you can even do it for 20 minutes.
Yes.
And that will, instead of feeling bad about being selfish that you're taking that time, it's actually beneficial to those around you, because you come back more refreshed.
Absolutely.
And more ready to
rejuvenate to handle the angst of everyday life.
Amen to that.
With kids and everything.
Here's the second question in the back of the chapter, take time out. It says, have you ever done a spa day with girlfriends to just have some girl time?
That's a wonderful thing to do. It's really a lovely thing to do. It's a lot of fun. Going with a bunch of girlfriends to a resort and just doing a spa day, sitting in the steam bath and talking, and then maybe having lunch while you have your white robes on and you're just all relaxed after a massage. It may cost a little money, but there are different ways you can do relaxations and
yes.
stuff that could be cost effective.
Yes.
So it's not always just going to a high-end resort and doing that. There's other ways to do a relaxation. And maybe it's just taking a steam bath or something and relaxing and coming down. But it's always fun to do things with girlfriends and have girlfriend time.
Yes, yes. And figure out what works for you and what relaxes you.
Yeah. Are you doing that right now, Kara, in your life?
I find time to do that, yes.
Oh, good.
And I enjoy getting out in nature. That's what kind of relaxes me.
That's the wonderful thing.
Yeah.
At least you know what you like.
Yes.
And for everyone, it's different. It's not always going to be a birthday girlfriend club or a spa day or a vacation sitting on the beach in Hawaii. It may be just sitting out in the desert somewhere and just having some meditative thought. But the point is, take time out.
Yes.
What's the last question?
The last question is, when was the last time you tried to have some alone time with yourself to read, think, or meditate?
Boy, that's, I do that pretty regularly. So, but I had to learn that. I've been doing that now for the last 15 years.
Yes.
And it's been the best thing I've ever done for myself. And frankly, it's been the best thing for my husband as well,
mm-hmm.
because I'm a lot more calmer person
mm-hmm.
when I start my day out in meditation and prayer with God
yes.
and reading the Bible. And I read the Bible. There's so many great Proverbs and Psalms that just build you up.
Mm-hmm.
And you read those things and you're just like, I love this. I love God's word just infiltrating my life so then I can go do the positive things in my business world
yes.
and in my home life with my husband. And he's now starting to discipline himself and reading in the morning and spending some time because he sees me in my little corner. So he does the same thing. And I've noticed a difference in him as well.
Yes. And in our last podcast about elevating yourself, we talked about how it's important to continue to go back and look at your goals.
Yes.
And this is a time to do that as well. And
especially
yes. when you're in prayer and talking with the Lord, going back and looking at those goals, whether it's, you know, the goals for the year, goals for the next 5 years, or goals for just the week.
Yes.
Going back and really taking a chance to look at those for even just 2 to 3 minutes a day. It'll set your whole day off on a new course, especially as you say, when you do it early in the morning.
Absolutely.
It's great.
It sets your day off. Well, we thank you again for joining us on the Empower Women's Podcast. This was podcast number 4, Take Time Out. We hope all of you will learn from this and take some time out for yourself. It's not being selfish. It's being more productive and creative.
Yes.
And it's really what your soul needs sometimes is just some alone time. And in fact, before we close out, I had a girlfriend I met in business, and she said a gift she gives her to herself on her birthday every year is a spa day alone.
Mm.
And she said, that's my birthday gift every year. I've been doing it for a dozen years. And she says, the best birthday present I can give myself. So we want you to give yourself a birthday present this year. Go in and take time out, spend time alone with God and yourself to get to know who you are, to elevate yourself, to become a better person, and become a successful woman in the workplace. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for joining us. And be sure to check out CharmonDow.com and the 10 Commandments of Business Success for Women. And that's what we're talking
and
about.
And Kara Aubrey Nelson and her Untamed Concerts. And what's your website?
TobeUntamed.com. TobeUntamed.com.
Yes, absolutely. Thanks again for joining us.
Thanks.
Take care and God bless.